Well, I think the reaction for most Kenyans is that they are happy that at least the justice system is working, that due process is finally paying off. And I think there's a clear understanding that the confirmations do not mean that the four persons are guilty, but they are happy that at least there's a process where, you know, in terms of accountability, they'll be held accountable and that the court will be fair. And if they are found to have been involved based on the evidence, then hopefully there'll be a conviction. If not, then there'll be acquittals. And I think Kenyans will be happy that the truth will come out of what really happened during the post-election violence.
Some Kenyans are saying that this would have enormous political implication in the country. Some have accused the Kenyan Human Rights Commission for even dabbling in politics and all that. As a former chairwoman of that institution, do you share these sentiments by critics who say that some of your activities were fraught with political underdealings or undertones?
That is not true, because what we did, as any human rights institution is supposed to do, we documented and investigated what were violations against the rights of citizens. And it was quite obvious, and even up to now, all Kenyans know that Kenyans died, Kenyans were evicted from their homes were burnt. Those are violations, human rights violations. What we did is what is expected within our mandate to investigate such things. The fact of the matter is that this incident was a result of political processes. So that aside, I do not think that we did what we did because it was political. We did what we did because violations were occurring. And the natural thing for any human rights institution to do is to document. Because if we did not document what was going on, then victims would not have any hope of any redress ever occurring for the violations. So I don't agree with that argument that we are being political. Unfortunately, people may see this outcome as political, but the violence was motivated by politics.
So you are invariably saying that the evidence that you gathered and presented to the International Criminal Court, that partly formed the basis of the charges against these four Kenyans, are devoid of political and underhand dealings?
They are completely devoid, because anybody who has read our report can see clearly that our report covered the violence in its full breadth. Our recommendations were very clear. We actually wanted the Kenya government itself to investigate and come up with a system of prosecuting all those people who are involved. And the people that we said were allegedly involved were from both sides of the divide. So if we were being political, then we should have only leaned on one side. We did not. We were on the side of the victims. And it is victims who spoke to us. And we were hoping that the Kenya government would have done the right thing by creating a special local tribunal and trying those persons here in Kenya. Unfortunately, they did not. So it had to go to the ICC.
Latest polls show that Kenyans are in favor of these accused individuals being tried in The Hague instead of Kenya. Do you share those sentiments?
Well, I think Kenyans are in a real fix, because they would have wanted the process to be here. But unfortunately, the political class did not want the trials to be here. And the reason why Kenyans are very supportive of the ICC process is because for the very first time, they are seeing people, the political elite, being held accountable. And that's why we are saying that irrespective of the outcome of this process, the important thing is due process. For all of us to know as Kenyans that none of us is above the law. And I think that is what the ICC is doing for us. At the local level, I think Kenyans had given up on anybody of such high political standing ever being held accountable.